Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Reed Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, and lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, Indiana Jones. I rewatched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny the other day. And I've got some thoughts on that, but I want to lay the groundwork over the coming few episodes by talking about the previous movies. And then we'll get to Dial of Destiny, my initial reaction seeing it in the movie theaters, and then upon rewatch. So in this episode, I'm going to go through a review, if you will, that I wrote, I guess, last year before Dial of Destiny came out. Of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then we'll continue on with the other three movies and then get into Dial of Destiny. So today, Raiders of the Lost Ark. How many stars are you going to give this out of five? Well, five. Is there anything to not like about Raiders of the Lost Ark? I rewatched it, and I failed to find any real faults. From the iconic opening in South America in 1936, including Indiana Jones running from a giant rolling booby-trap ball, to the ending when the Nazis open the Ark of the Covenant with frightening, face-melting results, moviegoers in 1981 and today are thrown into a film featuring breathtaking adventure, unrelenting suspense and danger, humor, snappy dialogue, twists and turns, puzzles, mysteries, fisticuffs, and so much more. And the audience even gets to take a breather on occasion to meet engaging characters. At the top of the list, of course, is being introduced to one of the great characters in movie history. Harrison Ford is simply perfect as Indiana Jones, university professor, adventurer, and acquirer of rare antiquities. Ford captures Indy's intelligence, wit, charm, bravado, overconfidence, myriad skills and abilities, occasional bumbling, vulnerabilities, including snakes, and swashbuckling nature. And Indiana Jones' tools of the trade, if you will, are quickly established in this movie, including the fedora, the whip, the jacket, and the gun. For good measure, Karen Allen, quite frankly, is ideal as Marion Ravenwood, the tough, beautiful, hard-drinking, wisecracking, past and current love interest and partner for Indy. Toss in John Rhys-Davies as Sala and Denham Elliott as Marcus Brody to round out Indy's friends. And then, of course, you have Belloc, played by Paul Freeman, taught by Ronald Lacey, and Dietrich Wolf Kahler, to play the Nazi or Nazi-related heavies, and really the supporting cast excels. Oh yes, and from the perspective of 2024, it has to be said that Spielberg and the film's writers, Lawrence Kasdan, George Lucas, and Philip Kaufman, managed to tell a story that made sense, entertained, and provided plenty of blockbuster thrills. At least today, that can't be taken for granted. And finally, regarding Spielberg, even this early in his career, his brilliance as a director are on full display, including in terms of pacing, lighting, shadows, and getting the best from his actors. Raiders of the Lost Ark set the bar very high for telling a great adventure story on film, and few have come close to reaching Spielberg's excellence as set out in this movie. But again, to the credit of Spielberg, Lucas, and the other writers, and Ford, the following three Indiana Jones movies either matched or came close to what was achieved in Raiders. Folks, thanks for listening. If you like thrillers and mysteries and things like that, please check out my Pastor Stephen Grant Thrillers and Mysteries over at Amazon.com or at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Little historical fiction thrown in there. Check out Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. Again, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Paperback and Kindle editions over at Amazon.com. I hope you find value in some of this, in all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.